This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly and Hugh Douglas. We are broadcasting from Champ Camp, NovaCare Complex 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. We have the Eagles offense working out here against the Browns defense. It is just amazing to see Jordan Mailata and Myles Garrett stand next to each other. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen two bigger human beings in my life.
Myles Garrett is grown. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, he's a big guy. And even he looks kind of small next to Jordan Mailata.
Yeah, he grown. He's a grown-ass man.
I'm still recovering from that picture from a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, you mean when you was a small cup of coffee?
Yeah.
He was like small, large, and extra large.
Yeah, exactly.
That was crazy.
I mean, that's the thing. Even next to Mailata, he even made you look not that big, Hugh.
Yeah.
Mailata's
a big dude. Big dude. No question about that.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley looks like a blown up in the hole for very little of a game there against the Browns defense. But a couple of interesting observations of practice we'll get to in a few minutes here. But obviously talking a lot about the Phillies today. Phils lose last night. And a few things. Number one, do you trust Rob Thompson fully to manage this team to a World Series? Push the right buttons. I do to you. And also, a debate in the last segment that popped up that I never would have expected. Who would you feel better about starting a playoff game right now for the Phillies? Taijuan Walker or Ranger Suarez? Now, I am not going to overreact. I will stick with Ranger as being the better option. I think Ranger's the better pitcher. But Kyle, you guys are on the stance right now that you want Taijuan Walker starting playoff games. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell him, Hugh.
Yes. I would be okay with that. Now, that's not going to be without a whole lot of people clutching their pearls that wear pearls and being a little nervous. But I think that he's earned the right with Ranger being Dow Jonesy that you could go to him and see what he does. Yes, I do believe that.
There you go.
I'm surprised it's even a debate, to be honest with you. Like, Ranger has...
I'm surprised the debate?
Yeah, dude, Ranger's sucked, I'm sorry, for weeks now. It's the same exact thing that happened last season. I knew he was able to lock in and bear down in the postseason and give us a few innings there against the Mets. Didn't matter. We lost anyway because the offense sucked. But, like, the way they're both pitching right now, Taijuan Walker has showed some stones. Ranger is melting down. Like, by the way, when you get into a playoff situation, who do you trust more to come out of the bullpen and give you a few innings? I mean, Ranger has experience doing it. Taijuan, he got experience doing it this year, but he didn't like it. He didn't take to it very well. And he didn't do well in that role. Like, Ranger has done well in that role before. He has bullpen experience in the postseason, and like, Ed Taijuan's just flat out pitching better right now. I think all those things put together, like, it shouldn't even really be a conversation.
Well, I do think the Ranger to the bullpen thing is a better argument. Like that you feel better about Ranger coming out of the bullpen. I don't know, man. I just, like, I cannot wrap my head around this rotation that Dave Dombrowski put together. This is supposed to be better than four aces, all this stuff. I just can't wrap my head around Ranger Suarez starting a playoff game for this team.
You mean
when you
Taiwan.
Have like Aaron Nola or Taiwan Walker, sorry.
Yeah.
When you have Ranger, when you have Lizardo, when you have Nola, it just it is kind of crazy to think about.
But yeah, but that's the situation that we're being dealt with. Like we're being dealt right now. Nola's probably going to be the three. I mean, you hope, right? You hope that he can come back to whatever he was at the end of last year.
What does it say when I'm at the point where I'm hoping for Aaron Nola?
Well, yeah, that's how dire that's how dire straits we are right now with the pitching staff. Like it goes Wheeler, hopefully, right? Sanchez, Nola. And then you're kind of scraping together what the four is. Do you trust Lizardo more than Taiwan? Like, I don't know.
I still trust Ranger more than those.
I think that's crazy.
Well, fair enough. We'll throw it out to the
respect.
Audience. With all due respect.
With all due
respect. You're an
works.
Idiot,
see how it works?
215-592-9494. It is a nice little trick. I do enjoy that. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Paul in the Northeast. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. I am a Rob Thompson guy. I am with Rob Thompson. I think he's been that constant presence since he's taken the job. I think he's got a crazy scenario coming his way, though, because it's already been said that our ace doesn't like a six-man rotation. So I think he's going to give two pitchers like a month off, like an IR, like, you know, like, I think he's going to use Nola coming back to give Ranger a month off, and don't be surprised if he gives Wheeler a month off. Probably Wheeler first, then Ranger, but I think he's going to use that with the extra pitcher. I think he's going to try and strengthen his best.
Well, Paul, I think it could be a situation where maybe if he thinks that's advantageous, it could be a couple starts. It's not going to be a month. I mean, at this point, you've only got 6 weeks left until the postseason. You can't give two guys a month off. Okay. Then all of a sudden you're shorthanded
right.
in the rotation.
All right. Well, we're playing semantics. Okay, I won't go six. I'll say 2 weeks off each guy rotating in with Nola. And I think he's trying to strengthen his ace. He's going to give he won't touch Sanchez. He will touch Ranger for a couple of weeks, and I think he's going to strengthen that. But I do agree. I think Whitty Collins, his ERA since the All-Star break is 2.12 or 2.38. That's crazy. I mean, I couldn't wait to get rid of that guy. Now all of a sudden he's becoming one of our constant pitchers. So
yeah, I hear you, Paul, and I appreciate
isn't it
the
amazing
call.
How the worm turns.
I just think maybe I'm harboring some biases
yeah.
from the last couple of years.
You are.
I just
you
can't
are.
Get my head around it. I just
no,
can't
you are.
Get to
you
that
are.
Point.
I mean, and that's okay.
Where I'm a Taiwan Walker.
Well, yeah, that's okay because you know until this year, I mean, it was like that at the beginning of the year until this year. A lot of people were feeling that way. You should have heard the mean and hurtful things that people said to me at the beginning of the season for believing in this man. And now
it's all about you, Hugh. You always bring it back to you. How would people treat you?
I feel vindicated in all of this. I just do. Because it's hard being out here on an island sometimes with these beautiful takes that I have that nobody can comprehend because I vibrate on such a high level. That nobody can understand the knowledge that I be dropping.
What was your beautiful Taiwan Walker?
I'm a teach. I try to teach and I try to impart wisdom on people. On
no,
a daily
no,
basis.
Hold on. When you were talking
I mean,
about Taiwan,
ridiculous.
He sucked. We can be honest.
I don't recall that.
Oh,
you just
know,
like him
yeah.
because he swindled the Phillies for a lot of money. Do you love players who just get big contracts?
I don't remember that. I don't recall that.
That's convenient.
Taiwan, Tobias.
You know, I'm a talk show host. I can conveniently forget things or you know.
Sometimes you inconveniently forget things,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah, you know. Yeah, when it's an inconvenience to me because I forget.
I just love how the caller was making it. It started out about Taiwan, and somehow Hugh just brought it back.
No, I just
himself.
No. Listen, but with all like love the fans, man. Love the fact that you know when we have these takes that we have, and I remember it was funny. People were mad that I was saying that. And they're like, "What are you talking about? This guy stinks." And people were walking by because we were at the DeBoer, we were at the Heart and Lung thing at the stadium.
DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast.
Yeah, and they were listening to the show on the way in, and they were just looking at me, and they were shaking their finger, like, dude, you're off base on this one.
Yeah,
I mean, but that's the beauty of being here, is that when you have these takes that people don't agree with, it becomes personal.
I can't take it.
It becomes a personal
attack. It certainly does. It certainly does. Let's go to William in Jenkintown. What's up, William?
Not much. Hey, I got two things for you, but I'm going to lead off with this. I think you got to put Ranger in the bullpen. TK, I do not trust him starting a playoff game at all. He's just fading off. Every year he fades off in the second half of the season, man. It's just insufferable to watch.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I look at Ranger and I just trust him in big moments. Like last year in the playoffs, you know, Ranger had very little left. He gutted his way through 4 1/3 scoreless innings, kept the Phillies in that game, and I don't know. I just, regardless of it, I just trust him in those big spots.
Yeah, same. And then secondly, I just want to say, after going through the summer with the trash on the city, and then I heard Aaron in San Diego's call, I would go with putting trash in the city for a whole year if I never had to hear that dude call this station one more time.
You know what? That's strong, man. That is strong.
The guy's
for you to say that.
Go call him. I believe that with my whole heart. The guy's sick. He calls the show half across the country every single day.
Oh, my God.
Get a life, my man. There's multiple jobs out there. Log on to LinkedIn and find something and leave us alone.
Well, thank you, William. I appreciate the call.
He didn't say with all due respect.
No, has WIP as a community, like callers and hosts alike, has anybody ever banded together on anything? Like the anti-Aaron in San Diego agenda?
Maybe
I don't
Cowboy
think anybody Jim. Likes this guy.
I don't have a problem with Aaron.
You don't?
I now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but I will say this.
Do you need a refresher? He's on the line now.
No, I will say this. I don't have a problem with Aaron, but the other day I saw what Kyle was talking about. Like, you know, Kyle's very passionate.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle, to me, represents the Philly fan. But I saw yesterday Kyle was talking about how he comes with his own narrative, and I kind of saw what Kyle was talking about. But as far as bothering me, nah, he doesn't.
Okay. Well,
when you take his call, it's the Aaron in San Diego.
Yeah, you'll be bothered by him because that's the way I feel. I always kind of feel like, hey, you know what, maybe I'm just not giving this guy enough of a chance, and every time I talk to him, I'm just like, no, he's brutal. He's just terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But we'll get to Aaron coming up here. 215-592.
You're trying to slow play.
9494 if you want to get in. I wanted to mention what we're seeing here at practice here because there's some interesting things going on. Now, we're watching the Eagles offense against the Browns defense right in front of us.
Yes.
But on the middle field, a little further away, is the Eagles defense going up against the Browns offense. Man, Joe Flacco is slow. He's running with the ball right now. He is just, man, and not fleet of foot.
He's about, 40?
Yeah.
He's in his 40s. Huh?
But interesting notes defensively, Hugh.
Oh,
because the Eagles, today they have rotated all three of the corners in with the first team. Kelee Ringo, Adoree Jackson, and Ja'Quarian Bennett all getting first team reps. And safety, Sidney Brown and Andrew Mukuba both getting first round reps, first team reps at safety. Now, when you look at the secondary, obviously the Eagles have some things to figure out here.
Yes.
How concerned are you about the unsettled nature of this? I mean, the fact that it tells you three guys are rotating in at first-team corner, two guys rotating in at first-team safety, kind of indicates that they're not set at those spots.
Well, I look at it like this, TK, to answer your first question. Am I worried? Nah, a little bit, because when I look at that, and I can only see – a little bit of practice, and you know, when folks ask you, what do you see at practice, it's only a little bit I can see. But when you rotate guys in as much as they are, to me that says you're trying to figure out how you want to play on the back end. And if you're comfortable, and I know a lot of teams don't do this, but how comfortable are you putting certain guys in man-to-man situations? And it also says to me maybe that – you're looking to see who plays off of each other better in different groupings. To have these many reps split with the first team like that, you're unsettled at the corner spot, and you're unsettled at the safety spot. As a matter of fact, what was the corner we just got from I can't remember his name.
Ja'Quarian Bennett. Yeah.
I couldn't say it. Ja'Quarian Bennett.
Yeah.
We got him and immediately, like I know, and Joe made fun of me about this, but to fly a guy in on the red eye and put him to work almost immediately, that says that you're kind of up against it. You want to see what he can bring to the table. So I say all that to say, am I worried about the defense? Not that much, because I feel like the pass rush is going to help compensate for a lot of that on the back end.
Yeah, and I'm interested. We'll get a chance to talk to one of those pass rushers coming up, Azeez Ojulari, after practice. But I look at this defense, and I know people are concerned about the back end. I'm not, and more than anything, the reason I'm not is because of Vic Fangio. Like, I get that, you know, you have guys who are kind of unproven, mm-hmm. or have shown that they, you know, haven't been reliable when you're talking about a guy like Adoree Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But I trust that Vic Fangio is going to find a solution, because, you think about last year. Like, at this point last year, we're talking about this Eagles defense, and we're concerned. Now, yeah. They ended up going out, and the first 4 weeks of the season, it wasn't pretty. But as the year went on, Vic found the right combination, figured it out. They ended up being the number one defense in football. I don't know if they'll be that good again, but I do trust Vic to go out there and be able to find the right combination to, you know, put these guys in a good position to have a really good defense.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Like, I think they're trying to figure out the best combination to put out there. But I think the pass rush up front and what they'll be able to do up front is going to help, for a lack of a better way of saying it, hide the warts mm-hmm. in the secondary if you have to do that. Now, it might limit you in some of the things that you're able to call, you know, and feel comfortable calling. But as long as that pass rush is on point, this defense should be okay.
Yeah, and the question is really, do you think the Eagles need more defensively? Do they need to go make a move, or do you think they're good? 215-592-9494. I think they're good. Where do you fall, Kyle? How worried are you about the defense, and do you think they need another move?
I've never heard you more Super Bowl syndromed out in my entire life. I mean, this whole thing that everything on the defense is going to be fine, and they're going to be better than last year.
Vic Fangio's a miracle worker.
He's not a miracle worker. He's not a miracle worker. He's had, like, one number one defense in his entire career. I mean, the guy does need talent. We do realize this, right? If you go through his history, he's had middle-of-the-pack defenses before, and that's because he didn't have the players to be a top five or top 10 defense. Like, the guy does need talent. I don't think he has enough talent on the back end. Letting go of Darius Slay and Isaiah Rodgers, that put us in a bad spot. I think Kelee Ringo stinks. It sounds like Vic Fangio thinks Adoree Jackson stinks, or at the very least, they're not, like, nobody's made themselves stand out so far. There's a reason they got Jakorian Bennett in here. And he has Makuba and Sidney Brown splitting reps as the number one and number two safety. Like, that doesn't inspire confidence to me that nobody's standing out in a big way to Vic Fangio. He's not a miracle worker, TK. I think if they get an opportunity to add somebody else to the back end, like Justin Simmons, who's desperate to come to the Eagles, I would do it. I think they can afford it, and it's a move that they like should really consider making.
I'm tired of Justin Simmons, all right? I'm tired of him begging to come play for the Eagles.
I kind of am too, but like...
They obviously don't want him. Just stop. This is embarrassing.
I'm tired of feeling insecure about the secondary.
The secondary will be fine,
oh,
Kyle.
Yeah, it's gonna
be fine.
We were
worried about the secondary last year.
No, we weren't.
Would they end up being one of the best? Yes, we were.
I wasn't.
You thought Quinion Mitchell was going to be that good?
I mean, I didn't know he was going to be this good, but like... I felt better. I felt that they were going to be better than that stink bomb James Bradbury last season, like the season before. Come on. I felt a lot better about the secondary last year than I do this year. I think that's for sure.
I think it's fair to feel better, but Vic's experimenting. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to figure
it. Miracle
he's going to find the right guy.
Miracle
They'll be good
crazy.
To go. Number one defense in the NFL last year.
Yeah,
nobody. We have the syndrome. You say Super Bowl syndrome. I think we have amnesia from where we were at training camp last year. We weren't thinking this was going to be a good defense. We thought if this was a top, like, 12 defense, that would be an unbelievable job.
All right, but either way, what I thought in training camp last year doesn't really matter because now I know what the defense was last season. So I have that to go off of. And what I know right now is that they lost a lot of guys from that defense. I mean, I get Hugh's confident in the pass rush. They lost guys there, too. I don't know if Ojulari or Uche or any of these guys are going
to
step up.
And
take on that Josh Sweat role.
They got Jalen Carter.
When he says yes, then I'll feel better.
They got Jalen Carter. They got Zach Bond. Mm-hmm. Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. This defense is loaded with talent.
I know. They still have an elite player, I think, at every level of the defense. But it's the guys around the margins, man. That's what puts you over the top. That's what makes you a number one defense. They don't have that.
Nah. Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter.
Okay, you got me there.
215-592-9494. How concerned are you with the Eagles defense? You want to get on that, you're welcome to. Hugh was asking for it. Let's go to him. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hugh.
Yes.
I'm in the middle of, I don't know if you've seen it yet, it's on Showtime. It's on Paramount Plus right now, but Halo.
Dude, are we
I never
serious?
Played the game, but it is a cool series, man.
Wait a minute,
were we not just talking about this? Can you get to the point? I don't care about
Halo.
Cole's off to a good start, Aaron. Keep
unbelievable.
Going.
Hey, Hugh.
Kyle, yes.
You don't have to explain yourself. All of the WIP listeners out there knew exactly where you were going with that question to Kyle. We all know the answer, so no need to go further into it. And then with all due respect, I woke up this morning. I wasn't feeling great. I took the dogs for a walk. It was a great day. It's just turning out to be a blah day. And the universe gifts us with TK filling in the midday show. I think I'm going to call in sick and go back to bed and finish the Halo
series. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's disrespectful, Aaron. You didn't say with all due respect either.
I did say with all due respect.
Oh, you did? Well, I wasn't listening to you.
Hey, and to Will, and to all the other haters
out
there.
Can you please get to the point?
Yeah, wrap it up.
This
Aaron.
Is awful.
Okay.
Are you done? What are you doing?
My God.
Talk.
The point of today is that with the baseball playoffs, right, just like the hockey playoffs, the most talented team.
Oh my God!
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Did he cut off?
I don't know. But thank God! Like, holy crap!
Hugh, would you like to amend your statement from before Aaron's call?
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot.
He's terrible. He's just terrible.
It has devolved. It's devolved.
It's somehow getting worse.
Now, do you guys think he's trying? Like, honestly.
Well, I think he's leaning into I think he's leaning into being exactly what you want
him
to be.
If he's trying to be annoying, it's working.
Yeah, he's doing a hell of a job of that.
But I don't – yeah, I think maybe there's a little bit of that in there, but I don't think he's like – I don't think his whole thing is a bit. I just think he's an incredibly annoying human being.
Well
– with all due respect.
Well, I mean, you know, it's only – he's only dealing with for a couple minutes during the day. I think that's a little lofty.
Okay.
But it's not skewing like he's, you know, he's skewing a little.
During our interactions, he's a lot.
Like first impressions mean a lot. He's not making great ones.
No, or second ones, or third ones, or tenth ones, whatever. He's
devolving a little bit.
215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we'll get back to all your calls coming up. The Phillies topper and who the fourth starter should be right now. And also, do you think the Eagles could use some more defensive help? Do you think they need more defensive help before the season starts? When we come back, we'll talk about something. The Reds are at it again, trying to poach one of the Phillies. We'll get to that coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas right here from training camp. Eagles-Browns practicing right now right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, we're broadcast from NovaCare Complex. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World. RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Hanging out here in the RV. Hugh, you went out, you got yourself some nice Ritas out there. Beautiful.
Yeah, shout out to Ritas, man. And guess what, everybody? Gummy Bear Ice is back at Ritas. It's a juicy mix of fruity flavors packed with real gummy bears. Try the Glitter Gummy Bear Gelati, topped with unicorn glitter. I don't know what that is, but it sounds tasty. For a truly magical treat, stop by before it's gone. Be cool, go to Rita's.
I need to see Hugo place a Rita's order. Can I get a gummy bear water ice with some unicorn glitter, please?
No, see, been around y'all too long, man. Just because it's like just simple stuff that you read, it just sounds crazy.
Unicorn glitter coming out of your mouth is great.
Guilty!
I can see Johnson is a big unicorn glitter guy.
Snack of the night?
Snack of the night? We just gave him an idea. Gummy bear water ice
gummy
with glitter.
Gummy bear water ice with the unicorn
now,
glitter.
Hugh, when you were out there, did you get involved in that fight that apparently just happened?
No, man, come on, man. Listen, I'm that age now. You know, like, just to give you a little side story, when my dad got older, right, you know, he used to be a boxer. He used to fight.
Really? Wow.
And when he got older, he used to carry a .22 in his pocket just in case something popped off.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. I'm that guy. I'm not fighting fair.
Okay.
I'm just saying, because like these cats out here, man, them big, strong, strapping young Thundercats, somebody put their hands on me, man, I'm hitting them with a stick or something.
Yeah, now.
I ain't fighting fair.
Now, what happened, this happened just in front of us. They were doing special teams, and there was a punt, and a big fight broke out. Looked like a couple guys in the middle of the field.
Chippy.
Couldn't see exactly who it was, but it went on for a good 20, 30 seconds before they could break it up.
Back in the day, about 20 years ago, used to be a part of those. Used to want to be in the mix, but now not so much.
And we'll ask, obviously, Azeez Ojulari, Will Shipley about this, Hugh, but at this stage of camp, how good does it feel to go out there and see, like, another team across?
Well, they always fight. This is not the first time the Cleveland Browns have been here, and this is not the first time that they've gotten a little chippy. I think it was last year. It was Myles Garrett. If I'm not mistaken, it was Myles Garrett and Jordan Mailata. That sounds about right. It happens, man, because
Hurts intercepted.
These are meaningful practices. These are meaningful practice from the standpoint that you get to go against somebody else. Somebody has a different jersey on. The fact that you're going to see them Saturday, this is where you get the good work. This is where you see the concepts that you've been practicing all these last couple weeks to see how they work out against people that are running their stuff, well, that they're trying to get ready for the season.
Yeah, well, Jalen just got picked off, so that means he's got to drop another
two?
Another rung down on the list, yeah. I mean, this is a bad one. This is a pick six. Right in the middle of the field, number 33. I don't know who that is, but bad throw into traffic from Jalen today. So not great. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Rob Thompson, do you trust Rob Thompson manage Phillies to World Series? Push the right buttons. Taijuan Walker, Ranger Suarez. Who would you feel better about starting a playoff game right now? And also, do you think the Eagles need another piece on defense? And we do need to mention with the Phillies last night, a situation that's becoming kind of uncomfortable here as far as the way they're trying to woo Kyle Schwarber.
Woo.
Because Kyle Schwarber, obviously a free agent at the end of the year. We've talked about it a lot. I don't think I've ever seen this before. They had him throw out the first pitch of the game last night?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
It's getting
a little uncomfortable.
I don't have a problem with that, man. This is what you fostered when you don't pay this man. But here's the thing. Being from Ohio and what Kyle Schwarber was, being from that area, and if you know anything about middle, like I was trying to tell you guys this morning, in Ohio, respectfully, it's Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. And then everything else is rural. I would even say Toledo. I don't even count Toledo as like, even though it technically is because it's right next to
Pennsylvania's kind of like that too, though, with Philly and Pittsburgh and then everything in between.
You know what I'm saying? It's like everything in between is kind of like, you know, it's rural. So for him to be 40 minutes away and for him to play there and for him to be a native son or whatever, it's the respect factor, you know. And I know for us, we don't like it and we don't see it, but that's an Ohio thing, man. I remember when we played Cleveland and we played against the Browns. It was a piece did on me about playing for Philly when we played Cleveland because I was 45 minutes away from Cleveland. So it's an Ohio thing, man. It's a unique place where, you know, most of the athletes that come from there, if they do anything outside of high school football or baseball or whatever it is, people applaud that. So I get it. I get it, especially coming from you know, my school, Central State, was not that far from Middletown. So I get it. I definitely get it.
It just feels like it's going a little
overboard. It's a lot. When I saw it, I was like, I'm going to probably have to explain this to people.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's this.
I'm pretty sure. I can't think of it. I'm pretty sure when we played Cincinnati, I think we played it. I'm pretty sure Ike had something similar.
I'm starting to feel like this, you. It's kind of like, you know, you have a girlfriend and there's another guy who's getting a little too familiar. Back off a little bit.
Well,
back off of our girl.
Like I said, like he's hot now, and this is what happens. You woo him, you're going to try to woo him.
I don't, it's making me feel
bad.
Kyle, how are you feeling about
that? No, it's ridiculous. Hands off.
I would say this.
Hands
since
off.
We're using the female analogy, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, TK, you ain't got to worry about no other guy coming in
okay,
and wooing your girl.
But the Phillies didn't do what they were supposed to do. They didn't
pay back to you. If you're going back to back and you're doing what you need to be doing, you ain't got to worry about
it. But hold on. He's under contract. Have you ever seen a player
not for long.
Hugh, have you ever seen a player under contract throw out the first pitch to another baseball team that they were about to play?
I acknowledge.
It's ridiculous.
That was a lot.
Whether it's Ohio or not, I don't care.
Hands off is right.
Hey, well, maybe if you doing what you supposed to be doing, she ain't looking over there. The other guy that's
I regret making this analogy now.
I'm just saying, if you, it's plenty of women out there nowadays that are married, that are not comfortable at home, that they look over and they wish, they looking at other people's grass. That's your fault.
No, if that happens,
your fault.
Why would he be looking over at the red
grass? Kyle Schwarber.
We have a better chance to win the World Series than they do. He shouldn't be looking at other people's grass. He's under contract here.
I'm not making excuses.
Well,
I'm just saying, if you doing what you're supposed to be doing, you ain't got to worry about
nobody
wooing
your girl. We are doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Kyle, are you mad? It sounds like you're a little mad at Schwarber
for
accepting this.
Well, I mean,
these advances.
I don't love that he did that. I mean, he should at the very least have been like, yeah, I'm, you know, kind of playing for the other team today. I don't know the entire situation.
His dad's a cop.
Right,
his dad was a cop from the
so
area.
So like that makes it a little bit different. So I'm not like, I don't know. I'm not in a rage about Kyle Schwarber. I don't like it. I wish he didn't do it. I wish the Reds didn't do it.
It feels like a little bit.
I'm annoyed. I would say I'm perturbed by the whole thing.
But that's what I'm saying. If you doing what you're supposed to be doing, your girl ain't looking at you.
Stop saying that.
The Phillies are doing everything
We're going to offer him more money than the Reds can in the offseason. So I'm not worried about that.
It's just like
odd gesture.
Are you sure?
Like, yes. It feels like this is tampering or something. It feels like this shouldn't be allowed. I mean, like,
the Reds are not going to pay anybody. They don't do that.
I don't know.
I would be stunned if Kyle Schwarber.
I don't know, dog. They rolled out the red carpet for him. They brought his pops up there.
That's the most that they're going to do. They're going to try and tug at his heartstrings, see if he can take a hometown discount. They're not going to pay him. They're not going to break the bank.
He'd be at the crib for Thanksgiving.
I hope not. I'll just say this. If Kyle Schwarber ends up signing with the Reds, we're going to remember this series. And we're going to remember you defending the Reds.
I'm just saying, he's an Ohio kid. That's all. They was from Ohio. That's all it is.
Well, I just think it's.
And if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you ain't got to worry about nobody stealing.
Now you're just saying it because you know it bothers you.
Yeah, I just latched over that part. That was funny.
215-592-9494. Kyle Schwarber, are you worried about the Reds trying to steal him from right under our nose, tugging at his heartstrings? You want to get on that? You can as well. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Hey, good to talk to you, fellas. Hopefully, you guys are all having a great day.
It's hot, but we're cool. We're
in the RV. Talking on the Phillies and talking on Rob Thompson, I really think that he has done what he needs to do to bring us to the water and coming this postseason, coming even the end of the season to finish out the division and to win the division. We just have to drink the water, you know? We have the players. The outfield is still a little bit of a mystery with putting Marsh here, Kepler here, Bader here. I am glad Rojas went down because I do think he does need a great amount of time more to up his skill and up his ability to come back up. I do really hope that we can get Bader out there more, that he can not just turn into a here and there, but that he starts turning into an everyday player. Whereas he is in the starting lineup, he is in the everyday lineup. Because I like his bat, I like his energy, and I really like his defense. And with even the use of our bullpen, in games where, yeah, sure, we could throw Durant in there to close it out, he's giving other guys in the not-so-high leverage situations, like Kirkering, like Lazar, these other guys in the bullpen, the chance to go out there to close a game out. I really just think Rob Thompson is doing what he needs to do. We need to drink the water. He's bringing us there, and that's the end of the story.
Well, yeah, Chris, and I think with Rob Thompson, I think it's something that we don't give him enough credit for is, like, his personal touch with players. And I think people sometimes misinterpret it as if, oh, he's soft, and he's this guy the players push around. I don't think that's true at all. Like, I think Rob Thompson has the respect of the players. I think when he needs to lay down the law, so to speak, he will. But, you know, for a baseball manager, so much of it is keeping these guys invested. And I think when you look at, like, a manager like Joe Girardi, like, obviously knows X's and O's of baseball. He's done it for a long time. But it just felt like when you watch those teams under him that he didn't have the same kind of command that Rob Thompson has, at least the way I view it.
I agree.
You there, Chris?
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Right. Now, talking on the Taiwan and Ranger point, right now, seeing how they both perform, I would put Walker in that fourth game. But it's really dependent on the rest of this season. Today, right now, Walker. But the rest of the season, we go down the road, Ranger hits a streak, Walker doesn't. It's really dependent on the end. And even at that, the thought of maybe, hey, you know, Walker, you're going in there 3 to 4 innings in game 4. Okay, Sanchez, you're going to finish it out until we get to a point where we put in a bullpen pitcher in the 8th, Durant in the 9th. Like, putting them both in the game to the points of Walker's better through the first round of the lineup. When he gets to the second round, he starts to fall off. Okay, let's put Ranger Suarez in there to give us 3 or 4 innings. So both of them are working a game, and it's working in our favor, instead of just putting one of them in and one of them getting tanked.
Yeah, and I hear you, Chris, and I appreciate the call. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at here. Like, I look at the rotation right now, and obviously Wheeler hasn't pitched great, but I think people are still relatively confident in Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
It feels like Wheeler and Sanchez are the two kind of knowns that you have. Everything after that could be very much like mixing and matching and, you know, piggybacking starts with guys. And it doesn't feel like it's going to be kind of like a traditional rotation the way it's been the last couple of years.
Nah, especially when you talk about the injuries that you're having this late. But, again, you still have time. You got, like, what, 40 games left? So, hopefully, you know, with Wheeler, it's not that bad. Hopefully you get – Nola gets ramped up and he can be productive in this time and Ranger figures it out. That's
yeah.
what you're hoping for.
No, absolutely. Let's go to Sean in Doylestown. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
I got to talk about Rob Thompson. I know it's been a bit, but it's just unbelievable to me that people can criticize this guy when he has been given the worst outfield in Phillies. It feels like Phillies history. It's a Dombrowski issue. Dave Dombrowski has given this team nothing to work with. He didn't go for Juan Soto in the offseason. And I'm not saying they had to go after a guy and drop $300 million on anyone, but I am saying that somebody more than Rojas and Marsh and a struggling Castellanos and making it so he has to go after Bader at the deadline. And then, by the way, talk about Crawford being like, oh, I couldn't get anyone at the deadline, but Crawford's ready. We just don't have a spot for him. It's the most cop-out BS I've heard in so long. Sorry, what are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, no, Sean, I hear you, man. And I think, you know, when you look at the platoon situation in the outfield, and I know people don't like it, but it's much more of a this is what Rob Thompson's been given than, you know, a situation where Rob Thompson's created it. And, you know, he's dealing with what he has, and if certain guys are just way better against righties than lefties, Rob Thompson's kind of has no option but to do the platoon situation.
No, exactly. That's exactly my point. Rob Thompson has been given scraps to work with, and he's got Weston Wilson winning us games, as we
right.
saw this week, which is absurd.
No, absolutely, Sean, and appreciate the call. thanks for checking in. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is we can look at it and say, oh, Thompson's too much into the analytics and is doing this and doing that and mismatching the order too much. I think with the Phillies, though, it's like, I don't think Rob Thompson would prefer to do this. I think he'd love to have guys out there who can just focus on playing every day, but this is kind of the way Dave Dombrowski constructed this team.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and this is probably, and I'm not wishing this to happen, but if it does happen, the knock's going to be, yeah, he's a good regular season manager. Just can't manage in the postseason. That's going to be the narrative that's spun. So that's why it's important for him and his legacy that he has to get. He got to get over the hump, man.
Yeah.
Got to get over the hump.
Definitely. And this is the year. And I thought he managed a good postseason last year. Just, hey, the players don't perform. There's not a lot you can do. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. Looks like practice is wrapping up here in a minute for the Eagles. Eagles and Browns wrapping up their joint practice today. We will be joined by Azeez Ojulari and Will Shipley coming up here as the Eagles and Browns. Looks like they're putting the finishing touches up on things here in a few minutes. Let's go to Violet in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
Hey, Violet.
Hi. How are you guys?
Awesome. And you?
I'm great. I always enjoy listening to you guys. Should I take myself off speaker, though? I don't want to mess anybody up.
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you.
All right, sorry about that. I just wanted to chime in on some of the stuff that you were talking about. I really like Rob Thompson. I think he's done a great job. He's been around the game forever. I really, it's kind of like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. When he makes changes, people freaking complain. When he doesn't make changes, people complain. He's got to do what he's got to do, and he does the best that he can with what he has. As far as Ranger, I am very concerned. I don't know if it's a back issue. I don't know if it's he can just only pitch for so many games each season, because it seems like last season it was the same thing. And honestly... My guy, Taiwan, right now, I mean, it's looking like, hey, if we went to the playoffs right now, I think I'd have to start Taiwan, and I might have to put Ranger, in the bullpen. You got to do what you got to do to win.
Got to do what you got to do.
You feel better about Taiwan, really, Violet?
I really do, right now.
Wow.
I mean, I love Ranger. I love Ranger. I am so bummed that this is going on. I just can't figure it out. I just don't know if it's the length of the season or if it's his back or if it's his, training regimen. I really don't, I'd love to get your thoughts more on what you guys think.
Yeah, I hear you, Violet, and appreciate the call. We do need to wrap up. We're going to be joined here in a few minutes by Azeez Ojulari, Will Shipley. They'll sit down with us momentarily, and we will talk to those guys when we return. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas, we're live from Eagles Champ Camp. Eagles-Browns wrapping up practice right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everyone knows champs come from Philly, like the delicious and unbeatable Tasty Cake. Think about it, people. Mouth-watering candy cakes have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on a top of a delicious cake and enrobed in delicious chocolate coating. And let's talk about the crimpets. We love those crimpets. A uniquely shaped fluffy cake topped with a delectable layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. They're a home run every time. Whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you got only the best treats on deck. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.